Good morning. Welcome back to the most awesome DJ at 92.1 FM. I can say that because Murph's not here. This is Carrie Price from Elroy. So I told you about the most awesome day in Elroy. And yes, I've been talking about the spring fling, which is April 27th. It's going to be awesome. But really, in my opinion, the most awesome day is our citywide rummage sales. Why? Because I can get rid of all the junk that I've been collecting over the year. So right now, I need you folks in Elroy area, and it's Elroy Area Chamber that sponsors it. So if you live out in the country, cool. You're going to just send me an email to elroyareachamber@gmail.com and tell me you want to have a rummage sale. We're going to advertise it for you. We're going to put it on our map, and then you'll have more people show up. When do we have our rummage sale? It's the same time every year, the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So if you want to run it from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, cool. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, cool. I don't care. Just send me what you want to do. Send me where it's at, a couple things that are on your list, and then the goal is for people to come to our area, buy your stuff, take it to their house, and life is better. That's why it's the best day ever, rummage sale day. It is the weekend after Memorial Weekend. So next, what am I going to talk about? I want to talk about popcorn. Keep listening. I'll be back to talk to you about butter. Good morning. This is Carrie Price, the most awesome DJ at 92.1 FM. I left you with the cliffhanger of butter. So as the owner of the Elroy Movie Theater, do we serve butter on your popcorn? No, we don't. This is why. If you put butter and you reheat it over and over again, which is what you want, hot butter on your popcorn, it will go rancid. No one wants rancid butter on their popcorn. So when people come up to me with their lactose intolerance, I say, it's okay. It's not real butter. It has a butter-like flavor. That's what it's called, a butter-like flavor. However, is it delicious? It absolutely is. So my popcorn at the Elroy Theater, I buy in a 50-pound bag. When I make a batch of popcorn, you guys usually put in about 2 ounces, maybe 3 ounces to make a popcorn. If you have a popcorn in a microwave bag, it's less than an ounce. So I put in 32 ounces at a pop. That's how much goes in. Why does movie theater popcorn taste better? It's the oil. It's all about the oil. It's also the heat of that kettle. And the kettle is seasoned. Sort of like your favorite pan, like if you work with cast iron. So you put in 32 ounces. I put in 12 ounces of red colored coconut oil. That's what gives it that yellow sheen. And then, of course, you put in salt. It's like a flavor call salt, and it gives it also more yellow color. It's delicious. I sell more popcorn than anything else. I have about 5 or 6 loyal people that come every weekend with their red buckets, their returnable buckets, and they get popcorn and they eat it all week. I used to have a guy that would get 4 buckets of popcorn every Friday night. He went on a diet, so now he only gets 2 bags of popcorn, which is cool. Hey, shout out to you. I'm not going to say your name because I'm not that girl, but the popcorn is fantastic. So when people hear that individuals walk in off the street just to buy popcorn without getting them watching the movie, it happens all the time. I would say I sell about 20 buckets of popcorn every single weekend, just people walking off the street because they want that popcorn. It is delicious. However, the question that we ask everybody is, do you want butter on that? And we have ranges for our butter. If you've ever seen our online advertising, it's kind of fun. The first is no butter. Those are the boring people. Then there's a light butter. Those people, they want to be healthy. Then there's normal. That's a normal person. Then there's extra butter. Okay, we're working in my area. We're getting closer to who I am. The next layer is what we call swimming. That's right, swimming. And that means we are putting layer upon layer of butter. That thing is drenched. You're going to use your friend to wipe your buttery hands off on. It's just going to happen. But I will be honest, my way of eating popcorn is what I call the heart attack. I put swimming amount of butters, and then I put in layers of salt because I just think it tastes better that way. So that's all the information you've ever wanted to know about butter and popcorn at the Elroy Theater. You can stop by for popcorn any of our showtimes. So we have shows at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 1:30 on Sundays, and 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. You can always find out what our shows are on our Facebook page or on our website, which is really complex, elroytheater.com. We'll talk to you in a moment. Good morning, it's Carrie Price, the most awesome DJ at 92.1 FM. I'm taking over the radio for Murph until 10 o'clock today, and you guys get to hear about the kind of cool things that I do in this world. Number one, I was talking about the Elroy Theater, which I've owned for 18 years, but now I'm going to switch hats and we're going to go to the Elroy Area Chamber. And I want to talk about chambers. What is a chamber? Why have one? So whenever you live in a town or a city, people are always like, they should do this, they should do that. A chamber is the they. It's not always a great thing because whenever you have a community that says you should do this, you should do that, they also tell you what you're doing wrong. And that's not always so awesome, but that's okay. That's okay. So when I started becoming the director of the chamber, I wanted to talk about simplifying what our objective is. And we worked it into three terms. So the board, who consists of Melissa Miller from Miller Heating, Natalie Adams and Janine Friedel from Royal Bank, Carrie Benish from Children's Cottage Care, Mark Gruen, who is an independent person who's on the chamber, and then Haley Brown, who represents the Royal School District. I wanted to have simple terms. What does the chamber do? The Elroy Area Chamber. Number one, it's Elroy area, which means you don't have to live in Elroy. You don't have to be in Elroy as a business. You can be on the outskirts. So we support everything in our region. So we do have members, like we have Hoffmeister's Insurance. They're based out of both Hillsboro and Mauston. They have people that come through Elroy. You don't have to be from Elroy to be in the Elroy Area Chamber. When I talked about the three concept, we kept it to three words. We want to support, we want to celebrate, and we want to promote. And it's not just about business. So chambers aren't just about, it's about the whole community. It's about the people. It's about the businesses, which is part, but it's about bringing people in together to sort of uplift, to elevate Elroy. So I love our little chamber and we have quite a few different events, but we are the they for the Elroy area. You want to have a parade? Check with the chamber. You want to have a beer and wine walk? They should put it together. So we do that with the support of our members. And we have over 30 members. We have that full list on our website, which is elroyareachamber.com. And you can go to the website and see all the members. Please support them. But it's a small town chamber, and we like to keep things simple and fun. That's just the way we like it. Welcome back. It is Carrie Price, the most awesome DJ, taking over 92.1 FM while Murph is away. I'm sure he's listening to me, and I just want to say, Murph, you don't need to eat more food. You've had enough. It's time for a nap. Okay, so we're moving on to a couple other questions that I often get at the movie theater. So I have owned the Elroy Theater for almost 18 years, well, 18 and a half years. And people always ask me, you know, how do you make your business run? How do you make this work? And so here's my advice. I give the same advice all the time. The first thing is know where you live. You live in a small town. So you have to be careful what comes out of your mouth, folks. You might have evil thoughts. I have many, many evil thoughts, but I try to keep them inside of my head. Or maybe I share them with boyfriend Bill. I won't lie, because you got to let it out sometimes. But you have to be really careful what you say. You also have to be very careful on what you put on social media, because once you put it in print, people can take that and just run with it. That's one of the successes of business. The second success is you have to give back. You constantly have people coming up to you asking for stuff. And it's okay to give it in the increments that you can afford. For myself, I give 4 movie passes. Whatever your event is, I can do 4 movie passes, because that's something that I use then personally. I use it as a write-off in your taxes, because that is advertising and that's a donation. You're advertising. So I use those consistently. I don't give more to one group, one less, because it just becomes confusing to try and keep track of it. The third thing is know your audience. For me, I know I'm going to make the most money off of children's movies, and I know I'm going to make it off of comedies. It's what people like. Do I love sci-fi? I absolutely love sci-fi. If I get it for the movie theater, it's not always going to do something awesome. Sometimes I still get it because I want to be the first person to watch Harry Potter. Harry Potter always did well, but Fantastic Beasts really didn't do well. But I still get that movie to open it because I own the movie theater and I want to watch it before anybody else does. And I sit in there eating my popcorn with my Raisinets, with my soda, all alone in the movie theater and say, it is okay that I have cleaned toilets for the last year and, you know, mopped this theater and done all the ugly work that comes with owning a business, because this is one of the perks. Love the perks. Second thing with that is it's okay to take care of you. You can close your business and take care of yourself. Just give them notice. Tell the people. They understand you don't want to be there every weekend of your life. They will understand as long as you let them know. Let's see. Is there any other advice that I give humans? That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. What am I going to talk about in our next little visit back? I am going to talk about some really cool stories from the Elroy Theater. We'll see you after this music. Welcome back. This is Carrie Price, the most awesome DJ. I'm taking over the radio this morning until 10 a.m. That's right. Stick with me until 10 a.m. So I wanted to tell you some fun stories from owning the Elroy Theater. So one of my favorite things is I keep track of how many teeth are lost at the Elroy Theater. So I'm at 19 teeth. So little kids come, they get candy, and they come out with this look of absolute horror on their face because they've just lost a tooth. I put it in a cup. We mark it with a cup. 19 teeth. That's what we're at so far. That's my one weird story. Here's my next fun story from the Elroy Theater is weirdest thing I found left in the movie theater. So people leave phones. Cell phones happen all the time. Hats, gloves, you betcha. Jackets, sure, found them. I find little toys from kids. The weirdest thing I found was a Slinky. Why you'd bring a Slinky to the movie theater? I don't know. But I found that and it was very entertaining. The most interesting thing I ever found is I clean the movie theater with a blower, like you use for your lawn. So I go along, that's how I get all the popcorn down below, and I hit this piece of paper, and all of a sudden, up flew in the air money. It was, you know how you get your money from the bank in those little envelopes? I had just hit an envelope, and there was money flying in the air. I thought it was $1 bills. I won't be honest. I'm like, cool. So I collected them all up to discover they were all 20s and a couple 100s. I had over $1,000 that I had just discovered at the movie theater. Okay, people. What would you do if you discovered $1,000? I can't put on social media, hey, I just found $1,000 at the movie theater. Who does it belong to? No, that's just not going to work out for anybody. So my first thought was, oh, I hope nobody realizes and I get to keep this $1,000 because I'll be honest, it was a point in time in which I could have really used that money. Life was not doing great, but that's not the right thing to do. So I collected all the money, found everything that I could, put it in there, and then just waited. That night I had a movie. In walked one of my well-known patrons who had been at the movie on Friday night, and he didn't get popcorn. He walked right up to the counter and he looked at me, and I looked at him intensely, and he said, did you find anything at the movie theater? And I looked at him and said, I did find something. It was paper. And he said, that is my paper. And I went, oh, I found it. I found it. So he felt better. I felt better. It all worked out for the best. And I got a little tip because I was being honest. So woohoo, yay, Carrie. Doing good things. All right, last thing. My favorite story for this year. Honestly, it's a weird one. You know what? I'm going to share it because I've been talking in here a lot and you guys need a little break for me. Hang on. I'll be back across the hour. You want to come back for this story? It's going to make you feel good about living in a small town. We'll see you in a moment.